A good way to put it is parent without treating everything as if, like,
they're doing it.
You know, everything they do is fucking wrong. Because at the end of the day, if they feel like everything they're doing is wrong, oh, I can't do this because my mom says I'm being restricted, whatever. Mm-hmm. A kid's going to go do it behind your back. Yeah. And then you're not going to figure out about it. And then if something goes wrong, it's even worse because then you don't know about it. You freak out about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what a lot of these parents don't realize. You can't act like everything your kid does is so absolutely terrible or they will never come
to you. They're either... How are we going to start this again?
I started the last intro. You get the intro this time.
All right. Welcome back to NFG Podcast, where we are unfiltered, uncensored, and we say
no
whatever.
Fucks are given.
Yeah, no fucks are given. We say whatever the fuck we want.
And for today's guest, we have a very special guest, very special woman, and that is my mother.
Mama
Hi.
Magnus.
Hi, Mama Magnus.
Hello, and I'd just like to say that since I'm on a No Fucks Given podcast, I think I'm on the right one because
she's
She's going
to talk about whatever she wants to talk about.
This is going to be exciting.
And
by the way, this is my first podcast ever, and this is my first time ever speaking.
Are you sure it's your first podcast, though?
I think so. Have I ever been on a podcast, Brian?
I don't know. I feel like you've done another podcast before, but I could be wrong. But honestly, the first thing that caught my eye is you've got something dressed up
who
there.
Who is this guest that you brought along with you?
So I have a special guest today because I just do. So this is... I'll give you a little sneak peek. There's a cactus underneath there. And we'll just call it Mr. Cactus for now. But
I'm already flabbergasted as to why there's a cactus sitting
cactus
in one of our chairs.
And the cactus has been sitting on my porch outside for about 3 or 4 weeks now. There's a story behind the cactus.
It's literally been right outside the door for a minute.
Somebody brought me a cactus and sat it in front of me in the kitchen. We'll get to that later, though, because I don't want to talk about it just yet. But it's a crazy story. Who brings you a cactus, right? Well, we're going to get to that later.
I wouldn't know. But, okay, so...
Some Arizona...
The first thing, obviously, you're my mother. So this is more of a, like...
And you're my son.
I'm doing all the question asking here, but... Tell the people what you do. What do you do? What is like sum it up in a nutshell, I guess. And then we can elaborate on that.
So I am Teresa Magnus. I am AKA Mama Magnus. I just hate that name. It makes me feel like the weird. It's just a weird
Mama
name.
Magnus?
Yeah, Mama.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
I think that's cool. It's kind of like
it's cool. You're like everyone's mom though.
I think, I joke on my Instagram and I call myself the CEO of everything, but honestly, it's kind of true. Like,
in a way, CEO of TikTok comments, CEO of Instagram comments, CEO of T pages, CEO of a lot of things. CEO.
I've been good lately. I haven't been
CEO. As of lately, you haven't been the CEO of any sort of drama.
I have to say, I am the CEO right now of building businesses and being
She's in the game for real right now.
And I think, and we can get into it later, but I think just being in this business for so long, I've learned some things. So, yeah. I'm not commenting anything anymore.
Okay. So, I guess the next question I have for you is, obviously, you work with teenagers. That's the main group you work with. Like, I mean, obviously, some are 18, some have been 19, 20, and then even as young as, like, what, like 13?
12 even.
I guess my question is what is it like? What has it been like over the last 4 years working with teenagers, like, and trying to make... Because obviously it's been a group trying to make it into a family, and there's obviously, I know being your son, there's been a lot of bumps along that road. So how has that been?
I mean, I love what I do. Don't get me wrong, and I love building. And Goat Family is absolutely my baby, and it's evolved into something completely different than it in the beginning. It was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean. From what I remember, this all just started with Gavin singing Justin Bieber songs with a guitar and somehow turned into some way bigger picture that it now is, which is Goat Fam LA. Now we have NFG, and which is our own separate thing. We have my channel, all that shit, and this kid's about to start his own shit soon. So
hopefully.
So I started, everybody was 11 to 13. Coco was the youngest. And
I think she still is the youngest
And really it started when Gavin was in Piper's squad. And then when we left and to go do our own thing, I was like, no, I'm going to help Gavin have his own squad. And Gavin, they called him the Goat. So I'm like, oh, Goat Fam. And that's kind of how it happened. 'Cause that's what the fandom called him. And Goat Family was 12-year-old little kids, and they're awful parents. And I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, that's
Thank you for branching off into something more.
Other question that we're going to ask.
This is exactly what I was trying to get into.
Horrible parents.
Because honestly,
how's it like transferring from little kids and dealing with all the moms to the older age groups? Like,
it's a completely different world.
I can even tell you that it's different.
Because most of you are all 17 to 20, and it's almost like dealing with little mini
adults. Okay, but if I'm not incorrect, like, shit still happens, right? Like, instead of it being moms you have to deal with now, you have to deal with managers, deal with record labels.
But the difference is this, and I wish I could go back in time. It's never the kids. And I think, like, Landon and I have not agreed on everything. And here's an example. Like, I don't even remember what it was over. But, like, we've had our moments where certain people were in the friendship group and we didn't agree on that person.
We won't mention names.
And he'll tell me how he feels. And then he'll end up, I'm always right, though, because, you know, I was right.
She is.
But at the end of the day, I think there's respect with the kids where you guys know that, you might argue with me, but I end up being a little bit right because I've kind of been in this
for a long
time.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you're a mother, you know,
you know what's best.
You just had your birthday.
But the biggest difference is if I tell Landon, I love you to death, but what you did, like, that's stupid. Landon's not going to call mommy and say, Mom, you need to call Teresa. She's talking bad to me.
No, I see you.
He's going to tell me how he
feels. I see you as my second mom and also, like, as a friend, like I'm comfortable with saying anything.
Obviously, it's like it's one of those things where like you can see someone as like, I don't know, another form, whatever, friendly, like another motherly figure, whatever. But at the end of the day, there's still that respect there, and she respects you because
I do.
You
I
are
respect
straight
all
up,
the kids.
And you know you're not sneaky about shit. You don't like to keep shit to yourself. You're just straight up about everything. Yeah.
if
there's a problem, everyone knows Landon has a problem.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The only, even the kids going back to the early Goat Fam days, maybe no one knows this out here, but it wasn't the kids. It wasn't, you know, I don't need to mention a lot of names and stuff, but it was never like, you know, it was the parents. Like if they didn't like that Gavin was dating Coco and Coco was in too many videos, that was mainly the problem. When we had a big squad and then Coco, she was popular. They were popping. So when the parents would get involved, they'd be like, well, why can't, you know, so-and-so be in the video?
Because that's not how it works.
And also, and I'll admit this, our videos, our channel is a network. So we're getting sometimes more views than like a Nickelodeon or a couple years ago, it was more than Bizardvark. Yeah, believe it or not.
Really?
More views than Bizardvark. So we are truly set up as a company, as, you know, we are completely compliant. We are like a brat channel. That's what we're
in
like.
In a way, I think it's in the stages of becoming something like that. Because you have to realize, like,
I'm talking about just the way that it's set up business wise. It's set up like
I know what you're talking about. I'm saying is that basically your whole goal is to end up selling Goat Fam,
right? into a bigger network.
Yeah, and make it a legitimate complete setup like show, right?
But what I'm saying is Goat Family. In general, you know, just like any other show, you're going to have your main characters and you're going to have the people that sell the show. Like Elektra, hats off to her. People like to watch her. Whether you like her, everybody loves Elektra, but I'm just saying she is kind of the villain, but also the hero. And everybody loves to watch Elektra. Is she with Jake or not?
Hold
Jake?
On,
is she mad? Is she not mad?
I'm going to be honest. I think I'm the hero.
I'm talking about the girl.
I'm the hero to the villainous side.
Oh. But let me finish on this. Elektra, if I know, let's say somebody else comes in and it's getting, you know, that, how do I say this? Like any network or show is going to put those people on the channel that make the channel work. Otherwise, you're doing it for free.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And it costs a lot of money. That's another thing people don't know. How many times do we have lunch, dinner, breakfast? I buy everybody everything. I mean, there's never a time where anyone's starving here. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so candy. But at the end of the day, we have fun, right? But you just have to realize that it's also a network. So what would happen is the parents of the younger kids.
Well, I think a good way, hold on. A good way to put this would probably be the fact that you can, you know, stop me, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, and also obviously having to watch it, like a lot of what the problem has been with the younger kids that have moms that are either trying to live through them or like, you know, support them, whatever the hell, you know, moms being moms.
Yeah.
But I feel like what anytime that's happened, they were in this expectation of, oh, this is where, you know, this is a free for all. My kid gets to grow endlessly and be in anything they want to be in. And it's just all fun, right? But like, it's like, no, this is being treated like a business. This is, it's a business at the end of the day. Like, everyone is still friends. Like, me and Landon in real life are friends. We hang out all the fucking time. But like, you know, he doesn't have his fucking mom saying, oh, he needs to have 20K followers by the end of this month, or 20K followers or 100K followers at the end of 2022. It's like, shut the fuck up. That's not what you're here for. You're here to sign a damn contract and do your job and be friends with the people you want to be friends with. You don't want to be friends with anyone, you can leave. Because the whole point is to make friends with people, treat them like family, and work together. Yeah. It's easy.
And I will say,
but it's not easy when there's parents involved.
You know, as much shit as everybody wants to, you know, everybody's going to talk shit on people when they're big, but as much shit as Gavin gets, I will say he is the most, Gavin is like the most selfless person in this sense. He has grown, he has probably made, I don't even know, at least 15, 20 kids popular.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no,
and that's not a diss, and by the way.
No, it's not a diss at all.
It's honest truth.
No. Like, and that's the thing that sucks too, is when you're actually trying to confront some of these people that have these fucking issues or whatever with, you know, their kid, or if one of the kids themselves that doesn't have a parent involved doesn't have an issue. It's like,
where are you going with this?
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but basically, like, how you were saying Gavin is selfless towards everyone and does a lot of shit for people, literally helps jumpstart a lot of these kids' careers.
He loves helping people.
And then, most of these kids,
and then they just, but I feel like it's important that I talk about it, because I literally watch it. Like, I don't even get involved with the majority of any of that shit that's happened. Maybe a couple comments here and there on some shit if it gets posted and I think it's wrong, but like, Gavin, I feel like Gavin has been used the fuck out of a lot, because kids, they get a shitload of followers from him, and then they get mad because they stop growing at a certain point, because you're only going to grow so big from doing one thing forever, right?
Right.
And they get upset about it, and then they just dip, and they're not, they don't have any fucking thankfulness about anything.
Most of the kids in the industry that I see now, like, I feel like they wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Gavin, but they also left him in the dust, which...
Right. Well, like, I can tell you right now, any kids in the 12 to 17-year-old group, a lot of them, most of them, and I've talked to Piper's mom about this, and it's not a diss. Again, if it wasn't for us growing kids in squads and then them coming back and leaving and coming back and leaving, honestly, here they are talking about us all the time, but at the end of the day, nobody would know who a lot of them are. Not all of them.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, I could say some names because they're public figures. Cicely Rose. This cute little girl that came, you know, and I'm sure they admit it. Now she's doing great. I think she's up to like 800,000 followers. I mean, and hats off to her mom, because honestly, she went off and worked. I always knew she'd kind of go off and work really hard, but I found her. Somebody called her and we invited her into the group, and they went off and said, we could do this on our own. Cool. No hard feelings. There were some issues a little bit, but I mean, no, I wish her the best. What if she never would have met us? I'm just saying, I always wonder this stuff. And if you look at Piper's squad, man, they could say what they want. They could say anything they want. But some of those moms went back 2, 3, 4 times and still stayed over there. But now they're trying to do things that and talk about her like she did something wrong. So kind of the joke of the, you know, between me and Tiffany is, man, if we only would have just made up within a week. Because honestly, we could have just grown each other and kept our kids on a path of, hey, we're going to keep a circle small, but we wanted to get back at each other. Just like kids, we were in a fight.
But at the same time, like, I know you say, like, oh, you know, what if we had just made up? But it's like, at the end of the day, everything has a plan, right? Everything, I genuinely firmly believe that. Like, I think sometimes, like, this is happening for this exact reason. I can already see it laying out type thing, like. And then looking back, I can definitely see, like, you know.
Well, the interesting thing is, like, you know,
if all that stuff didn't happen, Gavin wouldn't be where he is now.
Oh yeah.
That's the thing. And so that's true too. But at the end of the day, the difference between some of the kids that have left squads and things like that, and all they want to do is complain and hate on Gavin, which I'm sure we'll talk about later. The difference is the parents leave the squads and all they want to do is complain about Gavin was so bad, Piper was so bad, Tiffany's so bad, and Teresa's so bad. But they don't work. You don't see them with teams like Brian. I've had Brian for 3.5 years. I'm doing something right, right? I can't be that bad. And at the end of the day, probably 20 people have tried to take Brian from me. Do you know that?
I'm
literally.
I'm pretty sure I do know that.
Moms have tried to pay him more.
honestly, at the end of the day, like, God, I say at the end of the day a lot, but
I do too. You must have got it from me.
I think so. I think I literally picked it up from you. But
yeah,
you know, you can't even like blame people for just being ignorant and not sticking around and not wanting to see that something through with you. Like, because at the end, I almost caught myself slipping
again.
No, but really, like, close friends and like family, as we call it, like a lot of the people we have around us now, like,
yeah,
that I consider family, like people I could really trust, people I care about, like those people wouldn't be as important or they wouldn't be as valuable if all those other people didn't show us what you don't want to have around you.
Oh, I'm thankful for every downside, for every person that tried to ruin my life and my son's.
They're a learning experience.
Same.
The lies that some of these people that came into, oh, and my, it's still goodness. Happening.
And you know what's crazy? The very first relationship ever, of course, social media was the thing to fuck it up too. You know about that, obviously. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've told you that story. Yeah. But that, I don't even know if I can like talk about that shit. But it's just, that shit is just one of the things I want to, I don't know. I wanted to bring it up because like,
media relationships.
It's just like, fuck, man. Like, these social media relationships are not fucking what they seem online at all.
That day that you and Lexi broke up and all that went down.
I guess we're going with names now.
That day was...
Hey, Lexi.
Although I'm thankful because I learned what not to do. You learned through experience, but that was absolutely, for our whole family, horrible. There was no reason for it other than one bad person I let come into the company, and they just went out there and just... You know, they were a PR person, and they wanted to get the kids and charge them $1,000 or whatever they were charging them, and they wanted to go out there and ruin my name. But the funny thing was, is still none of them can say what I've ever done wrong, because I never hurt anybody. The hurt came... The one thing I will say is this, and Landon knows this. This is funny. They never have a story. Like, they'll say something about...
They leave, and then they get really upset the fact that they can't get back into the circle, and then they make some rumor or some bullshit up to try to like bring them down. And low key,
that's exactly what has happened every single time recently in the past.
And then low key, because you used to respond.
And the stories that there have been, like such as, oh, Gavin's racist or this racist
random
this, racist,
fucking
that, like,
bullshit.
Oh my goodness,
I still don't know where it came
crazy.
From.
It's crazy. It's actually crazy. And then, you know, people will try to justify like. Make an excuse for why we have, like, you know, ethnic people in our groups, or why we have ethnic friends or whatever. And it's like, oh, you just have them around to look good. You just have them around for media reasons. It's like, shut the fuck up. We met these people.
Oh, yeah,
like,
even
with
me and
no
Landon
intention.
Got for a while.
We got it. Like, me and Teresa got in a fight because I heard rumors that Teresa was using me for my ethnic background. I'm like.
But the funny part about that is that the person that was the snake in the circle was
just
trying to get rid of everybody, and we found out was a really bad person. So again, it's important to keep your friends close. They say your enemies closer, but I mean, it's never going to stop. We just had a snake.
Oh, I keep my enemies real damn close. And you know who you are because I talk to you on DM all the time.
Uh-oh. But your little brother's getting a snake with a cross on it. That's how contaminated this industry is. We just had someone screw him under so bad. And at the end of the day, it's usually the people are talking about that aren't the bad people. It's usually the people that they're trying to convince you they're the good people. It's the snakes in the grass. They're under the rug.
But it's like, a lot of people will go through ups and downs. They will go through hell. They will go through shit just to use you or Gavin or, you know, as stepping stones. Literally, like, I mean, I don't want to, you know, necessarily say who, because I don't even know if I'm right. Shit. But I feel like there's been a couple times where people have came in and literally it felt like they were family. And then it's like one day it all just switched up and they just disappeared type shit. And that shit is the weirdest to me, because I wouldn't even necessarily say it hurts me. It's a feeling I can't even explain, where it's like, shit, like you feel like everything was so real and then all one day it just disappears. And it's like, that's so weird. Like, I don't understand it. It's like, I only ever experienced that with people in the industry. Only ever.
No, I didn't even know that was
a thing. People have fucking had problems with in the past, like outside of social media, just like normal kids or normal people. We always end up making up. You know, if we were good friends at one point,
well, that's
and some
the thing,
shit happened,
the parents
we still
would
talk.
Step away. Gavin and Walker
sometimes
still
it's
talk.
Not even parents. Some kids are just
yeah. Some kids are
like,
just.
It's
weird. This is a perfect example. Just not to interrupt you.
No. Yeah.
Gavin will always because of the Gavin is gonna always love Walker like in some sense, right? Because that's his.
Well,
friend.
Yeah. I mean, they now, literally were best friends. At one
they
point,
grew up so. Together.
What his mom, you know, what I don't agree with that his mom's doing. That's my own thing. That has nothing to do with Gavin. And although I don't think that's the best friendship for Gavin, it doesn't matter because I let you guys, do I not? You guys, are, unless they're really bad, I mean, you guys are friends with who you want. They come in, they come out, you get back together.
But also at the end of the day, like, I feel like it's one of those things that I've been telling you for a while, huh?
At the end of the day.
Okay, well, at the end of the day, out. Just kidding.
Okay, I'll stop saying at the end of the day. I said it again, but after that. Anyway, we've been talking about, you know, the same exact shit. Mm-hmm. People fucking people over for a minute now. I'm curious, and I think everybody else is curious, you know, what did you do before any of this? Before Gavin was even a thought.
Before you were the
born,
CEO of everything.
So what were you working
regardless
in?
Of the rumors that I am, that I run a sweatshop of 17-year-old kids.
That's a rumor?
I don't even know.
A
but
sweatshop?
They What's don't even that? Know what it is. For the audience out there, it means that I keep kids hostage and I'm broke. Anyways, it's funny. Exactly. So what did I do really? So I was the VP of a sales company and I was doing just great. The kids were little. Gavin started buying all these cameras and then he met Piper Raquel. And he said, Mom, I just want to do YouTube. So they started blowing up. And I think within 4 months, it was a full-time job for me. Me and Tiffany were out there, you know, working really hard. And I think that it was impossible to get him to LA and come back without actually quitting my job. So my husband walked in one day, your dad, and said, I was like crying because I couldn't get Gavin everywhere. And he said, why don't you just quit? I said, I can't quit. I make pretty good money, substantial amount of money. I was in charge of a company. And I did. I quit. I put my head down. I was crying my eyes out. And nobody knows this. I think people think, because there are moms, and there's nothing wrong with it, by the way, but there are moms that come to LA and they're broke, and to give their kids their dreams, they have to use their kids' money.
Well, sometimes it's not
there's
even their
nothing
kids
wrong
dreams.
With that, by the way.
Sometimes it's not even their kids' dreams. Sometimes they use their kid as a marketing source, and it's their only form of money, which is sad.
Right.
Yeah,
and I have mixed opinions on that, and here's why. You know, we're kind of in the music world, too, and there is a lot of musicians, rappers, you know, that they take care of their mom, they take care of their father, their aunt, their uncle, and hats off to them, and there is nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I just want the world to know for the first time on a live podcast that my husband has a full-time job, makes very good money, and that I ran a company, and I don't need to do this. But I did fall in love with the entertainment industry, and I've always written scripts, and I've always kind of helped with creative. I was in, you know, when I was
so
younger,
so. In a nutshell,
I love what I do.
In a nutshell, it just happened to fall upon you because of that little blessing we call Gavin Magnus in his room right now.
You know, you hate him. No, I'm just kidding.
What? No, it's you know you love him, but okay.
No, but at the end of the day, yeah, I fell into this. But I didn't say to my kid, you have to do this because we don't have any money and we're broke. So if there's any rumors out there, they're squashed now. I don't need to do this. And I do absolutely love, you know, GoFam LA is my, it's my baby. And I think all of you enjoy it too because I mean, do you guys enjoy doing GoFam LA?
Yes, but.
That's probably a question for you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes. I enjoy GoFam LA, and some of the videos that when we do them are like actually genuinely fun when I'm in those videos.
Yeah.
And even then, like sometimes I'll have Gavin say, "Oh, today was actually really fun to film." I was like, mm-hmm. "Oh shit!" Like,
oh,
that's the dogs calling your name.
I would if I could clear up one rumor, it would be that. And I work really hard, and I think what people don't see is while the moms or a lot of the moms are complaining or just. I'll get into another story in a minute, mm-hmm. but while they're so busy attacking me and Gavin out there, that's another story. I'm working really hard to help youth like you guys become better humans and to run podcasts and paying for equipment. And, you know, Landon's probably, this is his first time kind of really doing something in the industry. And I hope I can be a big impact on his career.
I appreciate that.
I hope
that.
I can. I hope I can. I hope that one day you have a story behind it.
I hope I do,
and I'm part of your journey. That's all.
I feel like there's just, I mean, other than everything we've already just talked about, I still feel like there's a lot of things people don't know about you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You tell me, or you tell everyone else watching, but I don't know. What are some things, or what's something that you think everybody should know about you that people don't already know? Because I am
a huge activist with animals.
Oh, there we go.
Don't Brian can't touch my dog and pass him the wrong way, or I'm mad. My dogs
apologize to Zoe after telling her to get out of my room after she pissed, she'll say apologize.
Yeah, if I call Zoe a little bit big, I get a lot of hate.
I would say, and that I have super bad anxiety, and that those dogs help me through it. And I think animals are a cure to a lot of things, and people don't 100%. Know that, not just myself, but you also. And I wouldn't say Gavin's crazy.
No,
you're definitely crazy with animals, and you got it from me. Like, we could just.
No, I didn't get.
Yes, we buy way too many animals.
You are terrified of snakes and lizards. Every time I bring it in, I'm like, Mom, look at the new snake. Look at the new lizard. You're like, oh my God, Jake, it's got talons. I'm like,
talent? Oh, talons.
I will not lie. True. I have seen you flip your shit.
It's true. But what I'm saying is the love for animals you got from me, because I literally I want a farm. Like, my goal is to have a farm. I mean, what else do people not know? I work 24/7.
True. She does not leave this damn house.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons that fuels her paranoia from when I go out of the house.
I'm on Life 360 all night.
That's she is absolutely
terrified. I actually love my kids.
She does. She's just terrified and paranoid as fuck.
No, I've been chilling with Jacob. It's like 9 o'clock and she's like, where are you? You need to be home.
Literally, I'll be with Vanna. I'll be like, oh my God, my mom's calling me, bro. Like, I'm probably fucked right now. And I'll answer. I'll be like, be quiet. Shut up. And like, and she'll just be like, where are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm with Landon right now. I'm just eating McDonald's or some, I don't know, whatever we're doing. And you're like, oh, okay, what time are you coming home? And she's like, okay, be home before 10 so I don't have to check your Life 360 and stay up.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would say that people also don't know
that's a good thing. You know what I call that? I call that being a good role model for the mothers of 2022. Because, no, literally, I swear, and you can definitely come on. Like, we could talk about this more on another podcast, but.
Yeah. I mean,
The kids nowadays, their moms, their parents, they do not give a whatever fuck. The fuck they want. Yeah. Literally.
So, I don't think I'm a Karen at all.
No.
But, and I'm
just a little.
But
paranoid.
I also believe in parenting where. You don't make these huge deals out of like tattoos and I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but I can genuinely say my kids are good kids. And I'm not saying they're perfect, because you're not.
A good way to put it is parent without treating everything as if like
they're doing it.
You know, everything they do is fucking wrong. Because at the end of the day, if they feel like everything they're doing is wrong, oh, I can't do this because my mom says I'm being restricted, whatever. Mm-hmm. A kid's going to go do it behind your back. Yeah. And then you're not going to figure out about it. And then if something goes wrong, it's even worse, because then you don't know about it. You freak out about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what a lot of these parents don't realize. You can't act like everything your kid does is so absolutely terrible, or they will never come
They're
to
either super...
Like,
the parents,
I'm pretty open with my mom about most shit. Yeah. Like, almost everything. Yeah. Like, she knows the majority.
Yeah, pretty open. And it's also important, I think, instead of not talking about, like, drugs or... I talk about it. Like, I mean, and sometimes I sound stupid,
she's open with talking about that stuff.
I would rather them be like, okay, here's how I'm feeling, and what do I do? Instead of like, oh my God, don't say marijuana. You're going to be an adult next year.
Yeah, like, I'm going to talk about, if I want to talk about the word marijuana, or if I want to make a joke about, oh my God, bro, that cocaine hits like, wait, did I just say cocaine?
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Like,
oh my God.
G Fuel when everybody
put it on the table. I was literally about to say, oh my God, dude, that G Fuel hits like cocaine. Like, I'm going to, you know, it's just simple, stupid jokes like that most other people would get offended by.
Yeah. And I mean, the hard part about this industry is probably the lies, like
snakes.
That and people like
snakes. May God
protect
me.
I'll tell you a story.
Snakes.
Gavin is so like lets everything run off his back. But one day he got a call from the Brat Show, and they said, "We want you to be the lead role in this actual show called The Charmers or something like that." Charmers.
Charmers.
And let me tell you something about Gavin. His hopes, like he'll do another movie one day, but it's Netflix. It's not going to be the Brat Show. No offense to the Brat Show. It's just, that's not Gavin.
However, not only just that, but it's like, he's not on the path to be, like, if you want to be getting in
shows.
That's
like little kid stuff.
Well, it's not just even weird. Just that. It's just like trying to audition for shows and be in shows is a whole another commitment and a whole another world than when you're trying to pursue music, you know?
Well, completely different industry.
But the funny story is, he got the lead role, and he got it with this girl named Maya Nicole. Super sweet girl.
Oh, I think I know who that is.
Real pretty girl. But anyway, and he goes, I don't want to do that, Mom. And I go, come on, you know what? Just do it, because you know what? It's something. And they also wanted to pay him 6 times more than most kids because he was Gavin Magnus. So I'm like, it's a regular show. It's actually considered one of their bigger shows. So it's like 2 weeks later, and his agent calls and says, sit down, I got to tell you something. I'm like, okay. Gavin wasn't with me. And he said, hey, there was a mom that said that Gavin was racist and that you were, not a very nice person. And we're really worried and da-da-da-da-da. So we're just going to pay you off, basically, to not be on the show. True story. True story.
Really?
So I'm like, you don't even have to pay me. Like, he didn't want to do it anyway. So we get like a $24,000 check in the mail, like in a week. It was awesome because Gavin didn't want to do the Brat Show anyway. So, but the point is, so here's the point. What mom, because I don't have time for this, calls up that network and says, oh, if Gavin Magnus and his mom is coming on that network, we're out. And what network listens?
Yeah.
So everything happens for a reason. And after that, like things, like we have some.
It's honestly disappointing too. Like,
isn't that disappointing that a
Because half of these moms, also a lot of these moms, I'm just like probably.
Well, you see who has the lead role now.
Well, it's not even just, I don't even know who that is.
It'll be, somebody will pick up on it.
But a lot of these moms are mothers of daughters too.
And, oh, it was a daughter mom.
Oh, no. And I don't know if it's just you, but I've noticed the daughter moms. They go crazy.
They're worse. Yeah.
They're way worse.
I feel like,
and that is a no hate to the moms who have daughters, but like in the industry, the mothers with daughters, they are petty as fuck. They will make up lies about anything. Well, like, they are insane over the phone.
Well, I've had such bad experiences with like moms. Like, for instance,
You've had your experience. Yeah, you've had your issues. Going crazy.
Going to Walker's birthday party, right?
Oh, and then, I remember that.
Remember Walker's birthday party?
Oh my god, last year.
One of the old people in Goat Fam was like trying to leave because she didn't feel very comfortable. And you know what's crazy? It wasn't even Walker's mom. It was a different mom. And the mom
grabbed her.
Like, that's assault, right?
Yeah.
Just grabbed her and then pulled her to the side and cussed her out and yelled at her to the point where she came outside bawling in tears. Yeah. In tears. And came back to this house and we're like, all right, we're going back with everyone this time.
That's when you take it to a whole... And that same mom called CPS and said that things were happening that shouldn't be happening,
like,
here.
Live
by the
your
way,
life. Stop no, watching. Like, stop being obsessed with yours.
People are obsessed. For you moms out there that are watching this, you're obsessed with our life. And it's great. I love it. I mean, like, be obsessed, stay obsessed. But it's not hurting us. And the companies and the Netflix of the world and the people who really know me or Gavin, they don't really care about the peon mom that gives them a call. But the Brat Show did, apparently. And you know what? I'm so glad he wasn't on it. But at the end of the day, you're taking, and I want to teach this to youth as well, you're taking negative energy and you take your 30 minutes to call a network or to call a brand. And Gavin went to Straight Up Driven the other day.
Yeah.
The Straight Up Driven thing. They used his song in a reel, and 3 moms called and said, we're not going to go to your events anymore if you use Gavin Magnus's song.
Like, why are you guys so petty? Please.
He's still going to be the biggest artist in the world, guys. So, like you can keep trying.
Please, stop trying to bring him
down. You know,
he's doing his own thing.
Moms,
stay in your own lane.
I would never do that.
They
but
don't
I'm
realize
the bad
it. They don't realize it, but they're not going to be able to stop Gavin from getting a record deal or any of that shit. You know,
you
these moms,
try.
If a record deal gets a call from one of these moms saying, we don't want anything to do with your fucking...
Gavin's a racist.
Yeah, whatever. They're going to look at him like, you're fucking stupid. Get out of here. This is our artist now. Like... I'm just like these mothers. The majority of them are still little kids trying to figure out how to grow the fuck up.
No, they got the maturity of like a middle school girl.
And as much as you know,
and half of these parents, by the way, mothers of daughters or sons, they literally believe any word out of their kids' mouths too. It's annoying as fuck because these kids, you know how they switch up like that and can make up a lie to their parents,
dude.
And hold on, another thing that I gotta talk about while you're on here. You remember this back when we had the content house, Remember back when we had the content house?
I wasn't a part of
it. It was lovely.
Remember when me and Nathan came over one day and there was a certain one of the kids telling me to off myself and telling me I'll be stuck in Gavin's shadow forever. A lot of shit. There was a lot of shit being said. And I was saying shit back. I was like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, shut the fuck up. Stop talking about that. I was like, you are a nobody and nobody fucking likes you. And, like, I was just trying to, you know, I was, what, like, 15 at the time? I was just trying to, you know, give shit talk back. Mm-hmm. And it got way too deep to the point where he told me two times to kill myself. And then, you know, at the time, I was in a really mentally fragile state. And I...
Well, no one should ever tell anyone to go off themselves.
Well, no one. And especially not me. If anybody knows me, I'll fucking hit someone if they say that to me.
And by the way, we worked that out, too, and that got...
No, that shit ended up getting worked out.
Yeah,
but
that
like,
got resolved.
But like, man, I swear, some of these kids, I feel like just say shit to say shit, start shit to start shit, want a problem just so that they can say they're in drama.
I have another one. Yeah. That one kid.
But at the end of the day, these kids are not shit. I've slapped up enough of them to know that they cannot fucking back up any of their fucking talk with anything.
Remember that one kid? Because, you know, there's G Fuel powder, right? And we'd fuck around, you know? I snorted some G Fuel powder, you know, got that energy rush, right? Someone took a video, no longer a part of this house, but...
Hashtag teenage shit.
We're doing coke in the Magnus house, guys.
Oh. So
that
the mom,
shit was crazy.
I had a mom call me and say, you need to check Gavin's phone because somebody brought it and there's cocaine being done there.
It is crazy. Like
what? And it was literally one of the kids
Tell me if I'm wrong, but literally in the video too, there were like... Five.
There's G Fuel right there.
Like, yeah, and you could see five kids. There were parents in the video.
We get the
like,
well, the really, parent that called her son was in the video.
Yeah,
they didn't know that he was in the background.
It's crazy.
It wasn't a video of anyone doing.
That's crazy. He did it too. He did it too.
Nobody was doing shit. Somebody had their head down to the counter. They weren't even snorting the fucking G Fuel, but they had their head down to the counter and it just looked bad. I guess it looked like they were actually like doing some shit, but. Everyone was just fucking around and like they had G Fuel on the fucking counter, like as a joke. But it got spinned up into some fucking crazy shit that there was just cocaine lying around.
Most of the rumors are just not true.
Jesus.
And then there's like, you know, the rumors
we don't even have fucking alcohol in this house. Like, and yet the majority, I will say, the majority of these fucking influencer kids be drinking their asses away. Mm-hmm. I see it on their stories.
Bro.
I see it on everything.
They are like, for the people who aren't in the industry, you guys like see like this facade of them like, oh yeah, we're child friendly, kid friendly.
Bro.
Like, you know, like we support blah, blah, blah. Some of them are the worst.
And you know what's
kids
crazy?
Ever.
It's always the kids with the parents that wanna come at you, Gavin, mm-hmm. or other people for having an unsafe environment, for having something around a kid, or for talking about marijuana or some shit. When like, bro, your kid's at a party in Laguna. It's 2 a.m.
getting wasted off their ass.
Like
they just drank a whole handle of Malibu.
Yeah.
Is your kid okay? Like,
you sure they don't? Like,
instead of making rumors, make sure your own kid's okay at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Or like the cop parent that said that Jake got his son into drugs when later on he admitted.
Oh my gosh.
He admitted later on. He's like, oh, I just said that, Dad, because he just didn't want to get in trouble. And like, who does that stuff? Like, Jake didn't get it, bro, at your high school the year before.
I've had two kids.
It's funny.
Tell their parents and tell my parents, trying to, like, rat me out or some shit, saying that I got them onto weed or, like, that I was, like, I got them addicted to weed or some shit. It's like, what?
Jacob, you're the dealer.
I'm sorry, bro. Do you need me to
Jacob's the dealer,
like,
guys.
Good?
No, I mean, and I think another thing people don't realize is...
It's just shit that also happens when anytime I get wrapped up, people try to use, because I don't even do shit. They just, because nobody has ever had evidence for anything they've ever said I've done, because I don't do shit. I literally do not do shit.
Oh, what about like, the time when
all the shit that
I
happens.
Walked in the kitchen.
I'm an observer.
No, yeah, you just sit back and relax. You're like, you do you.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, I don't know how we got on the subject. I'm like, Jake, you know how all that rumors went around about you and Lexi fighting and someone said you grabbed her arm? And he's like, Mom, I never did that. And I'm like, really? I'm like, I'm glad. Like, because we never really talked about it. But you texted Lexi. You're like, watch, Mom. And you're just like, isn't that weird? Everybody thinks that. And she literally said right on there.
Well, I want to talk about this. That was freaky that somebody came in our life and lied. Hold on. I want to talk about this. That is some shit I really don't appreciate. And I'm going to just out it right here on the podcast. you know, the people that have been here or the people that I've told the story to, you know, I do not fucking appreciate, you know, rapists, pedophiles, whatever the hell, people who mistreat women, mistreat their partners, whatever. I do not support any of that shit. If you know me, you know that.
Yeah.
I have been sexually assaulted. I've been, you know, shit has happened to me that I don't really want to talk about or feel comfortable talking about on this podcast, but it is disrespectful as fuck to have an adult, a fucking mother, make up shit that I would do that to someone I love so fucking much. It was the
saddest day, yep.
It made my heart fucking drop when I heard that is some shit.
I know, you were in my lap crying, I know.
They'll do anything.
I would not lay my fucking fingers on a girl. Ever. Unless she was trying to stab me or hurt me or like actually like
okay, fucking that's self defense.
Like,
that's
some different story shit. But if that was trying to happen, different story. But like, I would not lay my fingers on a fucking woman. I would not. I have not done it, and you know my mother has raised me way fucking better than that. If I love someone, I love someone. I would not fucking touch them like that.
Yeah, and they've never seen anything like that. Like, it was really hard.
To this day, it's been almost. It's literally almost been like 3 years since that happened, but. You know, to this day, it still fucking, you know, haunts me a little bit in my mind. Because it's like, you know, what would happen if people wouldn't have fucked shit up so badly? If people wouldn't have gone to the extent to ruin my life, ruin something I really cared about over a complete and utter disrespectful, disgusting fucking lie. Like, I don't know. Like, it still pisses me off to this day.
Yeah.
It's just that new shit gets brought up every single time because, like, they have nothing to do with their lives. And they're like, shit. I'm dying. Like, I'm not getting as much views here. Let me comment and make some rumor up and then hopefully get a reaction. Like, I'm very like proud of you because you used to have a bad habit of like always responding and giving them the attention. Now it's a lot better because you did give them the attention they needed to rebuild their platform. Well,
and it ruined some of the friendships that I consider, you know, like people think like I think there's like this rumor that like, I hate Coco or her mom and what people don't see is just because we don't do content doesn't mean I don't have respect and love for them.
On God. We fight. And that's another thing with the moms too. They feel as if like, if we don't want to do content with them anymore, or we don't want to be associated with someone they're doing content with or some shit because of something that happened with them, it's instantly to, oh, you're just using our daughter or you're using our son. You're using this person.
Even though you're kind of using the Magnus
name. It's like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, we're just saying like, hey, like, just because you're not filming with us doesn't mean we can't be friends or you can't be friends with our kids, whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm still friends with a couple
people work with someone
that don't
for,
work with us anymore.
For a few years and not have memories, have love. You know, the best thing I ever did was fix my relationship with the Raquels and, you know, the things that just, you know, we were also in hyper mode making up things that were this small into this stupid stuff. But you know what? Honestly, there is something to be said about letting go and both parties coming together and going, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
Because we get along.
It's not that deep, guys.
Phenomenal. And you know what? The difference between the Raquels and the Magnuses and the rest of the people out there complaining and suing is that we work 24/7.
No, you and Tiffany are the only two moms who stay in your own lane, don't say shit, and you guys just
Go to events.
You grind shit out. You get your shit done. You let everything happen. You have fuck ton of moms just commenting.
And I don't even know if
it's almost like, and I know it's very different, but you know what? I feel like it's almost the same as it's like these moms think they're doing a good thing. They think they're like the cool ones. They're all in the right. They're good people, whatever, for all the shit they're doing to completely fucking innocent people. But it's like, I feel like it's like when we go down to OC and then you have these people saying, oh, it's this TikTok or it's that fucking TikTok kid. He's this, he's that, whatever. Like, trying to make up shit about us, spread rumors about us. Like,
how stupid
like
do you look?
Those kids think they're cool. They think they're, like, doing something. But it's like...
Yeah.
You're arguing with the screen. You're wasting time.
Like, if anybody's
living
smart
in your head
to see
rent
through
free.
It and to see someone for themselves, they would understand, like, shit, you look stupid.
Yeah, we're living in your head rent free and you keep talking about us. Like,
on God, thank
I
you
am
very
the most...
Much.
Maybe next to... I mean, I still don't know why everybody's obsessed.
Thank you
with
to the other, to the fucking dudes with Mustangs as their profile pictures who watch my TikToks and then proceed to DM me about it or snap me about it or cuss me out in person about it. Thank you very much.
What are they mad about?
Nothing.
Oh.
He's a
TikTok kid.
Yeah, that's... People really have nothing to be mad about with me and Landon, besides the fact
all the rappers and all the musicians out there.
They
I
all
mean,
do TikTok.
Charlie Puth is bigger on TikTok.
It's crazy.
Charlie Puth. I actually look at his TikTok every day because he's one of the best TikTokers out there. And the last time I checked, he was a musician. Not a TikToker.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like, we're podcasters now.
I think musicians and podcasts
I'm a YouTuber.
I'm
a YouTuber, you know, I guess.
DDG,
categorize it.
Can
but
we just say, like, that guy.
At the end of the day, I don't really care. Like, fuck you guys. Fuck that shit. Like,
TikToks cool.
I don't really care. At the end of the day, I could care less what anybody says. Unless it's a female. I really want with a fat boonda. But I'm
Gavin's
sorry,
laughing,
that might be
and you're laughing all the way to the Gucci store.
I was just about to say, at the end of the day, I enjoy what I do. I have fun while I do it. I don't have to work. I don't have to fucking work a job I hate.
Yeah,
like my life for working.
I work at a 9-to-5 still, but this man, he's chilling. Like, he makes his own income.
Even then, like, you can't deny, like, you'd rather fucking come here and spend your time
spend
it doing another shitty job you don't want
to
do.
All the people shitting on Jacob.
That's what I say to Gavin.
All the people shitting on
Jacob,
like, you guys are all working your basic, like, ass 9-to-5s with minimum wage.
And I have respect.
You go through the McDonald's drive-thru. Well,
hold on. I want to phrase this correctly because I don't want to act like I'm fucking hating on people with 9-to-5s because, shit, dad has a damn 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. But, like,
dad.
But I have respect, mad respect for anybody who works and
you
puts in fucking
ethic.
Hours, you know, but at the end of the day, if you work a job you hate, you work those hours, and then at the end of that day,
you cope with that,
you're going
on
online
us.
And talking shit on me, commenting some shit under his posts, her, my brother, whatever the fuck, whoever it is, any influencer, bro, I don't even know what to call that. That's just like...
Like,
it's not productive. It's not showing that you're a working person. It's not showing you're a contributing member to society in any sort of way. So,
like, I respect the worth ethic until, like, you get so sick of that job where you start coping by hating on the people who are doing better than you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And, like, we don't, in our family, go to a lot of events, but I kind of, once in a while, like the Straight Driven, shout out to them. It's kind of cool to watch when you are... Gavin goes to one randomly and they send me a DM and say what an amazing soul he is and how well behaved and like just like a good kid, right? But all the moms are so jealous out there and they're so mad and angry that it's like, oh no, the Magnus brothers. But I have never once heard from any sponsor, anybody saying Gavin was less than shaking my hand, saying thank you and please. It's all rumors.
It's
character
also
deformation.
Like,
I mean, like,
really?
You know Gavin.
Yeah,
is he a nice kid?
Like, yeah.
I mean.
So, you want to talk about this thing in the black shirt and the black hat? You've got some time.
I was sitting. So.
What is that?
It looks like a cactus with cobwebs on it and a couple leaves. But that's all. That's about all it looks like to me.
So,
And Landon's.
We had
Capri
and Sky in the Goat Fam, and they were in a relationship. And. As all kids do, they make up and break up. And there was some behavior that was not acceptable. And on Sky's side, and I'm just going to say it. And I said, you know, Capri kept like, I'm going to leave. And then she'd come back. And
also, you don't fuck someone's ex, bro. I just want to say that. But all right, next one.
Oh, yeah, got you.
He was hitting on Electra. Like, I'll
be
honest.
I wasn't even going there.
Before, I don't even know if you guys were, but like, he got like these pajamas for Electra and him to wear, and she said, hell no. And he was on to every girl, and then Capri, and then, anyways.
No, I'm pretty sure Electra had a crush on him, but that's.
Capri left, and then she'd come back, and then she wasn't being like, she was just, she would leave with Sky, although she would say he was so bad. Just weird stuff was happening. And Sky was not appropriate with a lot of the things he did to her. With her, with my kids in the car, and we won't get into that. I just don't want to. But I'm sitting at my kitchen table, and Capri's dad walks in. True
story. By the
way,
shout out Tom. You're kind of cool.
We like you, Tom. We love you.
I like you, Tom.
But, you know, I just think that you should probably maybe tell your daughter, like, it's kind of rude to, like, be rude to me when I did nothing to her and to the kids. But anyways, and I get this cactus, and then he brings another cactus in, and he says, here, Electra, this is for you.
Wait, there's two?
Well, Electra has hers at home. And I'm like, why are you giving me a cactus? And he's like, well, because, you know, you're prickly and hard on the outside, and on the inside, you know, you get the drift.
Yeah, you get the drift.
And then a week later, he was talking crap about, they were all talking crap, so about the kids and about Goat Fam and saying that Elektra didn't like Jake, but she just making up stories. Capri was just making up stories, and it wasn't nice, and I'm not going to get into that. That's teenager stuff, but Tom, I still don't understand why you gave me a cactus, because like you were like homies with my husband, and we, you know, Capri also said she didn't come out here for Goat Fam LA. Cause I saw some podcast that was some random podcast with some random girl. Yes, you did. Brian found your audition, bro. And then you had us like help audition you stay in the country.
There's auditions for Goat Fam?
No. So she didn't know. She lived in Canada and she sent it. Brian never tells me about this stuff because there's so many emails, but he said, you got to see this girl. And I have to admit, like I was taken. I was like, oh my God, this girl is really talented. And we brought her from Canada into Goat Fam. She's grown in the last year and a half significantly. And it only takes one bad person, you know, come in to the group and talk crap on us. And, you know, she just wasn't being very nice and very thankful for some of the things that we didn't done.
To sum it up, she goes back to her ex a lot. And because Sky left and we don't necessarily fuck with Sky, clearly, you know, she went back to her ex. She had to choose one, the ex or us. And
I want it to be known.
We got a clear answer.
And okay.
I liked Sky.
We can save this for the audio only version because guess what? Our time is up.
Okay, guys. If you want to hear about what happened to Sky when he first came
in. If you guys want to hear about any more of this drama, any more of the shit my mom, me, Landon, or any of us have to talk about, make sure to go check out the audio only version on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, all your platforms.
All the audio listening.
Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on this podcast, on this channel, and make sure to turn on your post notifications so you never miss an upload. And we will see you on the audio only version.
Peace out. Follow me at Teresa Madness. Just kidding. We do like Tom, and I don't want it to be. It just got really weird.
I honestly think it's one of those things and where you have to be able to understand. There are parents involved at the. I almost said it the other thing again, but there's parents involved. You know, they want what their daughter wants.
Yeah.
Type shit. And even though there's been a lot of fuck shit that goes on that we want people to realize, I feel like we both have this issue of we don't want to get rid of bad people or people that are irking us on because we want them to realize what they're doing wrong or like what they're fucking up with. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And because you would always ask me, why are you with Elektra for this reason?
You guys both have a problem with that.
Like, yeah.
You guys need to get your point across.
I just want to be able to figure out what's wrong. I want to know why you did this. Yeah. And like, I want to be able to make everybody a better person at the end of the day.
Which, yeah.
Shit, man.
I do the same thing.
I can't stop myself from saying it. But.
Yeah. I do the same thing.
I understand why Tom and Carrie would have. You know, like why they're doing what they're doing, just supporting their daughter.
I don't understand it because I told them that, you know, about some of the alcohol and driving.
I'm not saying
they didn't care.
I'm not saying I understand that. I'm saying if Capri, you know, wanted to make a decision and say, hey, I just don't feel like doing Goat Fam anymore. That's understandable.
Oh, that's totally understandable. It's the way that it was done.
It's the way it was done. And I think it's also the choice she made instead of staying in, you know, an actual group of people who cared about her was to go with someone who, I don't even know what the situation was, but it was not healthy for her. Most definitely not. But
the point where she had to like,
I don't want to be speaking for people and say, oh, this isn't healthy for you, but it's clear when something isn't healthy, right?
Well, speaking of helping people, we went to dinner, Sky and his parents and everybody and myself. And I said to his parents, do you know your son can sing and he sings really well? And I'm like, I'm going to try to get this song out. And it went on for a whole month. And one day, I won't say who, but a bunch of you were in there. The kids pull me in the room and say, we got to tell you something. And Capri was there too. That's not Sky. After I have five producers lined up.
I thought it was his song, like the day I
was devastated. I thought it was messed up that he would lie to me and tell me, because I look stupid, because I have connections in the music world that I help people with.
And you know what's crazy?
What?
I feel like it was all.
For clout?
I'm not trying to start shit, but I feel like it was all a little ploy because.
Oh, yeah.
I figured out about that song, I'm pretty sure, the day I met him. Yeah. And I never heard... Like I had heard about Sky before, right?
You
and
were Austin raging would always, about him because you told
Austin,
me about him.
Austin would always tell me about him, and they're like, you got to meet him. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever. The one day I did meet him, you know, I wanted to beat the fuck out of him, whatever, because I figured out some
but
shit.
But Austin knew about it.
Austin found out about it a couple later. Months later and then told us. Yeah. And then that's when we told you.
But, I don't know. I feel like it was literally he just found a song, turned it into a file from YouTube, and showed everyone so that I could find it. And I could be like, bro, you're perfect. Because that's exactly what happened. No, I figured out about
it's
a song.
It's crazy because
I was like, bro, you'd be a perfect fit. Like,
everybody
why don't you
look
come
up
join us?
Sociopath.
It's crazy because he sent me it. So I still have it, actually. It's in my notes. He sent me it. I believed it. I'm like, damn, I got to get Jacob on this. And I feel like it was a method because, he was so chill with me and Parsa. Shout out to Parsa. But me and Parsa were super chill with him.
He didn't like you, Landon, at all.
He was super chill with me and Parsa in the beginning. And when Jacob didn't like him, and me and Parsa were being
That's
Jacob's
not
best
why
friends,
he didn't like
realized,
you.
No, we know why that. He doesn't didn't.
Because all the girls, like sometimes him. They like Landon, and then they get jealous.
And then we... We showed Jacob, we eventually convinced hey, give Sky a chance. And then as soon as Jacob and Sky became friends, he started coming up to this house. Yeah. Me and Parsa, who the fuck are you guys? Don't talk to us for shit.
Bro literally dropped all
And then once he got found out for all the shit that happened, and once he got kicked out of this house, guess who he hit up? Guess who he fucking hit up? Me and Parsa. Hey, do you want to hang out?
His old friend groups were reaching out to me, and I didn't even know who these kids were.
Random
were
kids saying,
Yes, and he always does this.
Saying,
tell
be
Gavin
careful,
to be careful.
Be careful around him.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't believe it. I thought he was
and
a
this
nice
is,
kid.
And this is one of those things where, I can already see where this podcast, certain clips are going to be taken and be turned into, they're talking shit like this. They're saying this, that,
we
and the other.
We get taken advantage of.
And then they're
going to,
come on now. Now you're just getting desperate, Mom. But, no, people are going to take these clips. They're going to try to make drama out of it. But the thing is, this kid literally has friends. And, there's been a lot of, alibis that we have of, you know, proof of all the shit we're saying. We're not just saying shit to say it or coming up with shit out of our ass, you know. We don't have no stick up our ass right now. It's just the truth.
And people wonder why, they'll be like, Gavin has no friends or they don't hang out with anybody in the industry. Hell no. Why would he go hang out with random people
the people in the industry who me and Gavin do fuck with, their parents literally, it's so weird. They have a restriction on hanging out with the Magnuses. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like,
moms are the main reason a lot of these kids in the industry
it's like, there's
aren't
a couple of these,
anymore.
Like, I'm not even
They're also
lie.
The reason they're going to be going to my house when they get their driver's license. Okay,
well, hold on. I'm not even going to lie. There's been a couple girls that I've met in the industry because of you know, Gavin, whatever, that I have tried to swindle it with.
Swindle.
And,
I like that
you know,
word.
You know, obviously I'll ask to hang out or whatever, and just, you know, actually, because some of these people used to be my friends, type shit when we did, Goat Fam for real, in the house and shit.
Yep.
And I blinked out so fucking badly. What the fuck?
No. All right. Let's catch you up to speed. You slide on girls in the industry.
Basically, none of their parents, even with the guys, none of their parents, they all have them. They're all holding them back from, being allowed to even see, be in the same area as me or Gavin.
No, I got some homies in the industry. And I'm like, yo, you down to hang out? Or, you down to hang out? And they're like, I'm sorry, I can't because, I'm not allowed to be associated with anyone associated with the Magnuses. I'm like, that's a fucking joke, right?
As they're out snorting coke in the bathroom.
I'm like, that's a fucking joke. And then I'm like, no, I'm dead ass. I'm like, oh, shit.
We can't be associated with you, but it's like you can be associated with some dude who is a pedophile or something.
Yeah.
And I will tell you,
that bad person who has this warrant out for his arrest, what are you fucking talking about?
We actually have, believe it or not, you know, family-wise, we have barbecues, we have, we're a pretty
it's
normal
It's literally
family.
A normal, I swear, it's just,
Dogs.
It's normal, we just film here.
Yeah.
And shit goes on. It's not that deep.
My
it's
husband works a normal job. We are,
SoCal Gas!
Shout out to SoCal Gas.
Shout out SoCal Gas.
But I mean, my kids get on restriction.
I'd be on the road, and I'd be thinking those SoCal Gas cars are literally, I was on the way to Palm Springs, and I was like, is that a fucking cop car? Because I didn't want to get pulled over, right? And I was like, oh no, it's just SoCal Gas. It's my dad. We're chilling. Like,
but also, like, you guys, my dad. Your dad is pretty strict. I mean, in the sense of, I'd say you fear if a ticket, you'd be afraid to tell. I mean, dad's strict.
Oh no, I'd be afraid to tell dad. Yeah,
he's a military dad. Like,
here's the thing.
From.
Here's the thing. Who?
What?
I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just, like, completely,
man's
again.
Blanking and blanking,
like,
and blanking.
You know when you have, like, a bad mind fart and completely forget what was I talking about?
I don't
bro,
fuck. Your dad's gas company.
Well,
no,
that's also
not what I was talking about. Oh, that is, well, not I got, what I was I got, talking about. I, got I was no talking about something clue. Else that I forgot.
Fuck.
Ah, oh, shit. Balls.
What?
In my mouth.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, also you know, when
okay,
you...
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
when
so.
You're in... When you get big in the industry, you're going to have so many moms that hate you anyway, and you're going to have so many people that hate on you. It's so normal, and people get sued when you get big. Look at all the big, like the David Dobriks or
being in the industry is kind of like walking on thin ice. Like, you have to just hope it doesn't break and I'll fall underneath you one day.
Also, because you've been like,
or it could go really good and you just make it off the fucking frozen lake without drowning.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you've been a part of the industry for so long and like you've managed so many kids and have to deal with so many moms. Like, how has that affected you like mentally? Because I feel like that's a lot of mental strain.
It's affected me. I mean, it's affected me because it makes me more sad for my kids.
Yeah, like, because we know it affects Gavin. That's the thing. Yeah. That's
like,
the thing.
Like, he's friends with, he wants to be friends with everybody. Even people don't know. He doesn't not talk to Coco. They're never going to stop talking or being there
like,
for each
I'll
other.
I'll say it right now, and I don't really care. Like, sorry, guys. Like, I still snap Lexi every once in a while. Like,
they're friends. I mean, you
it's,
guys have
it's
to realize.
It's okay to be cool with someone. Yeah. And
I don't have
and
a
also
hate
by
for
the
Coco
way that is just fucking straight evidence that no one has ever actually truly done anything fucking horrible to one another. You really think me and, you know,
they
I
see
don't
each other.
About,
you guys see each other every so
yeah,
often.
Yeah, like every so often I'll run into her or whatever cuz we hang out in the same area, but like you really think that shit would happen like if there was really all this like physical abuse and shit that like people want to spew out their ass. Like, come on. The last fucking person that would physically abuse a woman would be me. If anyone would be to do that, it would be some kids I fucking know about that those kids be actually hanging out with. So I don't even want to fucking hear it.
Yeah. But, and I'm really picky about who my kids hang out with. Like, literally,
oh, no.
Like, who
all
are
the
you
time,
going with?
All the time. She's like,
where do they live?
Like, I'll be like, I'm going to the beach for 4th of July.
Picky
who's going with you?
Who I hang
I
out
feel
with
safer
too.
If you're with this person. It's like, okay, okay.
Yeah, I don't let my kids hang out with people who I think I don't know well or I don't know of. So they aren't loose cannons running around. The Magnus boys are bad. And whenever anybody meets my children, instantly, within a day, I get a, wow, you
not,
really did something
not me,
right.
Because it takes a few days for me
actually,
to even talk to someone.
I'll tell you a true story. Gavin's writer, Nate, and his wife are here. And I will tell you, they only met you for maybe 20, 30 minutes. And Casey did not stop talking about what a good soul you were. People can feel people. They were like, he is a, like, whoa, what a great kid. And you truly are a great kid. Like, you're not a bad
the
kid at
all. The first time I met you, all right, I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
I approached,
he has a shell, though.
I approached Jacob the first time I met Jacob. It was the worst thing ever because I walked up to him and I was like every other OC kid. I'm like,
oh, I wanted to fucking hit him.
Yeah,
I asked Caitlin permission. This is something you don't know about.
I didn't know that.
I snapped Caitlin. I was like, can I beat the fuck out of this kid with the braces and the perm? And she was like, no, that's one of my good friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
No,
okay.
he was pressing this guy because, like, one, he was way older, and I don't know why he was sexualizing Coco Quinn.
Oh my god,
that was disgusting.
Yeah.
But Jesus. I don't know why my dumbass decided, like, in the middle of that, while Jacob's blood was already boiling, I'm like, I don't even think I was rude about him. I'm like, are you that one TikTok kid?
No, you weren't. You literally just came up to me with braces smiling and everything.
Are you that
like,
one TikTok kid?
Aren't you that one TikTok kid?
I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Landon.
And then remember, oh my god.
Yeah, and
bro.
If you, one
like,
thing
like,
about Jake,
too, and I walked away. But
one thing about Jake that I will say. And actually always like kind of annoyed me is he never wanted to be in the shadow of his brother. So he never was like, I got to get followers. He could give a shit less about social media. I even told him today, can you do a TikTok? It's been
like,
a month.
That's one of the reasons I don't understand all these social media. Like, fuck, man. Like, you know, all the times like people have tried to come at me or talk shit on me after you and Gavin have had fallouts with someone. It's like, Why the I don't understand it. I've never been nothing but Jacob's nice to so any of those people.
That's so true.
I'm not involved with any of it. I literally like
he'd be just hanging out with his reptiles.
It. When I first met Jacob, I'm like, damn, sometimes I feel like this kid would like prefer a normal life.
That's the reason why I'm out a lot and nobody fucking gets it. It's nice to just be feel normalcy a little bit. Yeah, like
you don't hang out with industry kids.
You think it's stressful? Oh my God. With my stress and my anxiety, I literally can't stay in this damn house when people are talking about, oh my God, this manager fucked over Gavin today and did this. It makes me feel like shit. It makes me feel like, oh fuck, I can't be around this energy. Like, I don't know. Like, but at the end of the day, I also love the industry because it's like, I love doing this shit. I love being on this podcast with, you know, my mother, one of my best fucking friends. I have Brian in the room too. Like, shit. This shit's been fun.
I mean, we've all been through a lot, and I love to see things going well and successful because that's why when I want to give up, I don't, is because...
Being an influencer doesn't mean you have to be a dick, by the way.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Your ego... Some people's egos are fucking so fucking high.
God damn, I've met a couple influencers that are like, who are you?
No, the
Are like, what's your name? How many followers do you have?
The first birthday party I went to, it was an influencer birthday. The first party I went to, like, who...
Oh, I remember that.
The influencer, right? Fucking... Everyone like went up to Gavin and took pictures and posted stories, and then me and this other kid who were Gavin's like friends, who were also friends with that or didn't know him that well, but we came anyways because like not a lot of people. Because
all his industry friends shit on him.
Like, I'm sorry, none of those kids. One of those kids talked to me, and then the rest of them, they only came up to Gavin, story with him, tag, and then as soon as that, didn't talk to him for the rest of the fucking night. I'm like. Bro, or like me, I'm like, hey, I'm trying to meet new people. Like, I don't even give a fuck if you post me. I don't give a fuck. Like, what's your name? I just get stared at with the weirdest fucking look. I'm like, dog, what the fuck? Like, okay, cool. You have a couple thousand followers. Like, you have 70,000 followers. You can still talk to a kid who's the same age as you. It's ridiculous. Like, people's egos are so high unless you have, like, more followers than them. Then they'll be like... bending their back like the opposite way to like get a story with you and talk to you and like try to be friends with you.
Well, and Gavin's so not like that. He actually has more friends, I would say, outside on purpose out of the industry because, you know, it's good and bad, right? Like, it's like you always wonder, gosh, do they want something from me? But then the ones in the industry, you think they just want
to. I'm trying to figure out who this person is who just DM'd me.
Uh-oh.
Soccer girl.
I think who the fuck is this, bro? Oh, wait, no. Hold up.
Wait, was it something bad?
No, it's just like, I'll get DMs from people like that I used to go to school with, and I'll be like, who is this? Like, let me put a face to this picture.
No, I've had that before. Like, I'm like, I remember this name, I just, it's a blur.
I also want to say, I think that the kids are getting older now, and that they're going to, I know it's going to happen. All the young kids from 2 or 3 years ago are going to get their license. And all you moms that were like keeping them from Gavin or I just want to tell you, God. They all still talk. None of the moms know that. But like, you're not going to stop it. They're going to hate you later, you guys.
If you check your kid's phone, there's going to be that one, like, you're going to see an icon, Gavin Magnus. And they're going to have a full like chat with them, like recent too. And you don't even
there's
know
a
about
couple
it.
People in this that kids in this industry that I will say that totally lied about us, two of them. I mean, one in particular. And I will tell you them, they owe an apology to me and Gavin. And it's only one person that I really specifically mean that made a mess out of something that was absolutely not
Some
true.
Of these damn people owe me a damn apology.
And I can't wait till.
God damn it.
No, they do. But I mean, there's
this
some things.
This is going to be Red Dead Redemption, damn it. If you don't give me a damn apology, damn it. I swear to God. Fuck, man.
Damn it.
Tired of this bullshit. Where's my damn apology up in this bitch?
Who would have known, like, Jake, like, isn't really quiet. It was all a facade.
No, it is a facade. That's the fucking thing. Like, if people just talk to me, it's not that complicated.
He's
like
a very social
he's
person.
He's like a hawk. Myself. Like, he just sits there and watches.
It's just because people, like, I feel then like sometimes talks. People just stare at me, like, waiting for me to talk or some shit. And it's like, why the fuck are you staring at me? That makes me not want to talk to you, you fucking weirdo.
I feel like we're both the same way. I'll talk to you if you talk to me.
Girls, too. Like,
what about the fun fact
like,
that...
Come on, just all you have to do is throw it back and I will start talking.
Bro,
talk.
What?
I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was over exaggerated. That was not me.
All they got to do is come up to you like, hi, my name's blah, blah, blah.
My name's Peso.
Yeah, Peso.
And I got the pesos. And then I got the colones. Shake your hand. Straight from Costa Rica.
I don't even know how to save this man anymore.
You cannot save me. I am saving myself. That's a fact.
But I mean, I think if there's something I want everyone to know, it's, and you guys could probably answer this before I even open my mouth.
Gladly.
Is how the kids really, the, like the Electras, Landon, Tess, the people, how the respect is in the house and nope. how much they really do care about me, that there's nothing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody cares about you. I just don't care about everybody.
Landon just brought me a gift. It was really cool. I just have to say it was 4 candles and they were my favorite candles. So
this
I'm really
is,
happy.
This is the thing. Like,
but all the kids are cool.
And I hate that I have to be harsh about it sometimes and like be straight up honest with people. But the realism of being my friend, like I bro, I don't have a lot of friends. Most of you who think you're my friend are probably not my friend. Like, I don't consider you my friend.
Now you know.
I'm just saying, like, I'm sorry. Unless we talk every day, we hang out often, I tell you my deep shit, we have real-ass conversations, we work together, we talk about our futures together. That is what friends do. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a positive fucking thing. It's not supposed to be, hey, want to come to a party with me and fucking get drunk or some shit. Like,
get
those
wasted,
are not my friends.
Let's whore around.
Those are just like random ass people that I honestly would like to consider, what I don't know, what would the word be? Like alibis?
Mutuals.
Mutuals, whatever.
I got a lot of mutuals, but like, you know what's crazy is that I like, like, honestly, I love them. Like, they're like, they were at my friend's some point.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like, it's like, that's often how it is. It's people you used to like be friends with, and then they just started going on a path that was not the path
you kind of like
be on,
drifted.
It's like they become
but
mutual.
You know what's crazy is like, I still want to be chill with some people, and like, sometimes I try to reconnect. Like, I just reconnected with like one of my like day one childhood friends, and like, just because like
that girl you thought was hot?
No. Okay. Just because of like what I'd like do and stuff, like some of them don't fuck with me at all. They talk shit. They
the
like
thing is,
they try to build their like status in high school by talking shit on me because, like, you know,
and then
people agreeing on hating on me is like
one
a very
thing,
good thing, I guess.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't
today
know
I wanted
this.
To quit, actually, just to let you guys know. I told Gavin, I was crying. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I want to quit. Something had happened, and I was like, I can't.
Yeah,
anymore.
But like. What's
Gavin drove me to the store and then everything was fine.
You've
quitting,
gone so far.
Mom, this is a thing. When you quit, you're officially a loser.
Yeah, well, I would never quit.
What,
but I felt
what?
Like
you
quitting,
all
that's
the,
different.
All the
when,
haters,
when are, you've never been a loser. You've never been a quitter.
All
you
the haters are
going to
be
that.
Right if you quit. So you got to
I would never
on.
Quit, but the and it wasn't.
You
it got
to backhand them like you're a princess.
I was
queen.
Just. It was nothing to do with.
Queen Mama Mags.
It was nothing to do with the outside. Nothing to do with moms or kids, or it was something that had just happened internally, and it was like, oh my God, 3 things in a row, right? And that happens, and then tomorrow some good news hopefully will happen, but today wasn't the best day in the world that I
every
feel
day
like,
is a damn struggle, I feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some days are better than others,
it's
but
a roller coaster.
Of course.
Yeah, and I mean, there's some changes going on, and so like some things are hard, but yeah.
We make it work. It's all working out. Slowly but surely, we're figuring shit out.
It's a process.
You know? You, me, Gavin, Landon,
yep. But I don't,
Brian
I don't,
over there.
I don't talk
cute.
To a lot of moms either. Like, I think
God
it helps my
damn,
life.
Damn, I wish his hair was blonde still.
That smile.
Just wait till I'm on the podcast. Oh, I've been the one
guys,
waiting,
get
Brian.
Ready for B-Heart as the next guest.
Okay. Mom, thank you very much for being on the podcast. Thank you very much for being on the audio-only version of this podcast as well. Thank you guys for tuning in to the audio-only version of this podcast. Yeah. Make sure to go to the NFG channel, Jacob Magnus channel, like, comment, subscribe on the actual video that will be posted. And make sure to turn on your post notifications so you never miss an upload up there. And,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, and tune in on the next
audio-only. Thanks, Jake.
Of course.
All right.
Adios.
Adios.
I gotta pee.